Good evening and welcome back to Sonic Byways, featuring people of note striking a chord. Jamie Lynn with you here, and Happy New Year! Yes, I hope it was a tremendous one, and guess what? The world did not end. I got some bad beta, as they say. Apparently, December 21st, 2012. I don't know, the numerology sounds a little too pre-planned for me to believe that. But just in case, we're going to ramp up the Sonic Byways towards the grand finale. Starting with this evening, a really very interesting band coming to town. And I mean interesting in a good way. This next week, at Belly Up Aspen, January 12th. Thursday. They're called Tea Leaf Green, and I enjoy their music a bunch, but it's not easy to define. It's a little bit jam. I found a little bit of country, some rock and roll underneath, and constantly intriguing. I caught up with Cochrane McMillan, who plays drums for the band, on a little break from the studio while he was home visiting his family over the holidays. But first, I'm going to feature a couple songs from the band, one from their more recent release called Radio Tragedy. And listen closely. It starts out in a particular genre, and then you get a little circus carnival oom-pa-pa towards the end. And the second song, a really good one called Rapture, which I enjoy. You hear a little bit of Grateful Dead, which I do hear throughout their music. Not a bad thing. So welcome once again to Sonic Byways. Jamie Lynn here is Tea Leaf Green off of Radio Tragedy with Honeybee.
You can't get out of town. busted heart, tearing you apart. When that rapture is coming, I feel a touch, a warmth is on me, life is getting rough. I'm on the inside, I have been without. I'm a gambler with no bankroll, a humble smile at the sunrise. The rapture is coming, I feel the touch, a warm hand is on me, life is getting rough.
So how's it going?
Good. It's going well. I'm on a holiday vacation, and I'm from Alabama, and right now I'm in Atlanta, my way to hang out with my family.
And where is the band from? I see a lot of San Francisco sort of
references. We all live in San Francisco. Me and two of us live in Oakland, and three of us live in San Francisco now. I play drums, and there's two drummers in this band, and Scott, the other drummer, is from L.A. area. I ended up in the band because I also produce records and mix records, and I made their record a couple records ago. And Scott, the other drummer, the day before the album release for that record, injured his leg pretty badly, tore a bunch of ligament. And they called me up on the day of the album release in San Francisco because I knew the songs.
Okay.
And asked me if I could come play drums that
It's kind
night.
Of a
and
Spinal Tap that, thing.
What's that?
It was almost a Spinal Tap thing. I hope you,
yeah,
the old
yeah,
drummer's okay, but you stepped
a little bit.
In.
So, yeah, I did the gig, and then it turned into a tour for the summer because he couldn't really play for like a month and a half. And he actually played, but not. He didn't play like a full set. And so we both played together, and that was just, you know, just for that. It was really going to just be a temporary thing. But that led to me being in the band just because after it was over, everyone felt like it was the right fit.
Uh-huh.
And didn't really want to, you know, it worked. That's how I became part of the band.
You're tuned to Sonic Byways. I am Jamie Lynn, and we are speaking with Cochran McMillan, drummer and voice this evening of Tea Leaf Green. Here's another one from the band, beautiful song called Fallen Angel. This one also off of Radio Tragedy.
Care on the other side.
spring's waiting fast. Love the corns in the ear. Summer nights are coming and the moon shines bright and clear. Pretty Jane, precious Jane, never be so shy. Just meet me in the evening when the moon is in the rise. Oh yeah, pretty Jane, precious Jane, never be so shy. Just meet me in the evening when the moon is in the rise.
And that's Tea Leaf Green. I am Jamie Lynn, and we're speaking with Cochran from Tea Leaf Green. So tell me about the new sound and the new album you guys just put out, Radio Tragedies.
To me, I mean, it's new. I guess it came out in June, and we just started working on the set on our second record, or my second record with the band. But,
your second record with the band. Okay, what's that going to be called?
We don't know yet. We're literally, they're little babies right now, the songs.
Okay.
We don't know yet.
Little zygotes. The titles just sort of occur to you. Yeah, this last title, actually, I like the song that the title came from, Nothing Changes Off of Radio Tragedy.
It's a really beautiful song.
Yeah, it is a beautiful song. Your sounds are pretty interesting. I've been listening to a bunch of your different albums, and no two really sound the same. There's definitely a jam theme, but then I listened to a whole album of yours. One of my favorites, actually, Taught to Be Proud.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. Yeah, it's a lot of good songs on that record.
Yeah, there really are. There's a little bit of country twang, and then you guys have some real, just seems straight ahead rock and roll songs, too.
Yeah, ultimately, we're a rock and roll band. You know, if we were a band in 1976, no, we would be a rock and roll band. That's it. Because we're white guys from America playing music.
That's what you do.
The thing that I feel like that separates this band in a way from something that would be just a jam band is that it's all about the songs for us and how to make them be the best they can be. And in live show, we want it to be fun for people, and we want to have fun and not be confined to something that it has to be like this. And each night, try to explore that territory of the unknown. Thank you.
You're tuned to Sonic Byways. I am Jamie Lynn, and a couple songs really indicative of the recent sound off of Radio Tragedy from Tea Leaf Green. That last song, Germinating Seed, and at the top, a song that provided the album title, Radio Tragedy, within the lyrics of that particular song called Nothing Changes. Is there a voting process? I mean, are you all always in artistic agreement, or does someone just kind of, is it like picking your battles? Or I'm curious, you know, are you all on the same page, this is great, let's do it?
Yeah, you know, this band is really kind of amazing in that of any of the bands and bands I've both worked with and been in. It flows really well. Like everybody's really there's a good organic. It's really an organic process of like typically everybody gets to have their ideas play out. We let you know everyone gets to try something and it may not be used and it may not work out, but there's not really any kind of. No one's really stopping anyone from trying something. We are very open to everyone getting an idea out. And then, you know, we give it time and ultimately, I think it usually becomes really clear what's working and what's not. And no one really takes it personally. It's all just really about serving, kind of just trying to make it be the best it can be.
Growing on the hound dog's bones, it reminds me of the time I told you long ago. Darling, let's let our head roll long. We can work on a farm, maybe live on a mountain. Got an old hound dog, he likes to run. He needs a lot of room and he needs to be chained up.
Just like me, just like we are supposed to be. Just like me, just like we are supposed to be. Just like me, just like we are supposed to be. Just like me, just like we are supposed to be.
Like
supposed to be. It's just like me, just like we are supposed to be. It's just like me, just like we are supposed to be. It's just like me, just like we are supposed to be.
Leaf Green with, I think, one of their catchier tunes. That one off of Taught to Be Proud, an earlier album, and that was Garden Part 3. Joining me once again here, Cochrane McMillan in our virtual studio tonight on Sonic Byways. So the band's been together, it sounds like, yourself excluded, but you're with the next chapter with these guys, about 12, 13 years
ago. Yeah. Yeah. Scott Rager, the other drummer, and Josh Clark grew up together. They've known each other since they were kids. And then they met Trevor in college at SF State.
Traveling seems to play a lot into the band's history. They talk a lot about American highways and seeing different parts of the country and those live elements that come into music. Any thoughts on that?
We're on the road a lot and you know, in all around the country and consistently, you know, all year. So these guys have been doing it in this band since they were 19, 20. We've been on the road, you know, pretty mm-hmm. much all like most of the year. That's kind of what, you know, you write about. Usually you're writing about your own experiences and what you're seeing. And so, yeah, being on the road a lot, sort of a great mythology to work with.
They also talk about being bruised romantics. Any comments on that?
Bruised romantic. So, you know, that's a lofty term. I mean, who's not a bruised romantic ultimately? I mean, when you get down to it, I guess it's kind of the nature of romance is just being bruised, I think. I guess that could mean so many things, really. But, I think everybody in this band definitely has a soft heart and is truly romantic in about every facet of life. So, but it hurts too, you know.
Thank you.
That's Easy to Be Your Lover from Tea Leaf Green. That song has been haunting me all week. I just think it's fabulous. And it sounds a bit like the Scissor Sisters to me, too. Always like those guys. So put that in the back of your musical head, so to speak, and maybe bring it to the forefront when you see those guys live. They're definitely funky. Again, they're coming to town to Aspen Thursday, January 12th. And right now, a different side of them. They're taught to be proud side. I said an earlier sound for the band, but I do like this song. And you can definitely hear a cool Grateful Dead vibe in this one. It's called If It Wasn't for the Money on Sonic Byways. You're tuned to Sonic Byways. I am Jamie Lynn. That's Tea Leaf Green. If It Wasn't for the Money, definitely get a feel for a bit of their live sound. And I'm excited to hear some of this stuff live. I have a feeling it sort of fills out in front of a live audience versus the studio.
You know, personally, I'm partial to studio stuff. I work in the studio every day, and that's like what I like. And I like the no compromise sort of aspect of the studio. Mm-hmm. But I think a lot of fans of music, like, you know, really thrive. I like going to see shows, but like as far as listening to music, I mean, I like as someone who is a musician and works in that realm, I like the fact that I can, in the studio, I get what I want. Whereas live is like about the moment and about the energy and, you know, the energy of both the crowd and that's powerful. And that's ultimately, why I started playing music. And I like that aspect too. You know, the songs certainly are different live. I think when you do a record, it informs the way you play it live.
Yeah, I agree with you. You know, the shows I go to. Sometimes I might buy a live album just because I was there, but I've always kind of liked how the song sounds when it's recorded, because, you know, that's what gets you excited about the song. You know how it's supposed to sound. And then I don't really buy live CDs. I don't like to hear
me
the
either.
Crowd.
I don't listen to live
stuff.
And I know that probably people listening to this are going to be, because like fans, I mean, that's what they're all about, you know, all about the live stuff and listening to live shows. And for me, I mean, like, I think like the when you're listening to an artist, studio recordings, you're hearing what they want it to sound like, you know, for them. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, it's what, you know, it's obviously what you envisioned when you were creating it, and that's why the album was ever put out. That's how you want it to sound.
Exactly.
That makes sense. But when I hear a band that I do like record, I'm always excited to see them live. Like, I always like a band much better when I hear them live, and if I already like them, it's just kind of like exponentially exciting, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and I often, if I like a band a lot, I like a record of a band a lot, I'm often nervous to see them live.
Okay.
Because I'm like, it's going to ruin it. They're not going to be good.
Yeah, the auto-tune's just not going to come across live. Yeah,
yeah,
no,
it's not
going to
work. And, you know, and that is very true sometimes. And sometimes it's not. And I like it when I like it. You know, I need both. And I need a band. If I really invest in a band and I love a band, they're going to have to be able to do both well.
So there you have it. Some insights, more background, and a retrospective this evening of some of the band's, I believe, final work. We're going to hear them once again. They're coming this Thursday, Tea Leaf Green. Thanks to Cochran McMillan for taking a little time to talk with me tonight on Sonic Byways. And I'm going to leave you with two more tunes from the band. This one's called Arise, and we will end with Cottonwood Tree this evening. Thank you so much once again for tuning in. I am Jamie Lynn, and we will speak right here next week on Sonic Byways, People of Note Striking a Chord.